Unit 6, Exercise 1.
Waiting for Godot is Samuel Beckett's most well-known play. Famed for being a play in which arguably nothing happens twice, it is, in my humble opinion, a masterpiece of the 20th century theatre. Beckett won the Nobel Prize for Literature, and in his time he was a literary sensation with plays and books. Imagine then my disappointment at last night's performance by the Audley Players at Audley Community Centre. To begin with, I was seated on the far left of the admittedly small hall. My view was strictly limited to the right side of the stage, any actors on the left being obscured by the curtain. Now, I know that this is not the fault of the players, but the seats in the community centre are not made for watching a play. They're more for short meetings and the like. The wooden seats were incredibly narrow, and my legroom was restricted to just a few inches, making the play's 90 minutes seem more like 90 hours. Once the play started, it immediately became obvious that there was almost no stage lighting, making it very hard to make out the actors. That perhaps wasn't a bad thing, as it turned out that the lead performances of Vladimir and Estragon were both awful. Despite appearing in the same play, it seemed as though they were singing a very different tune. As far as I could tell, there was no interaction between them, with both of them speaking their lines out into the audience, not to themselves. The other actors were equally dreadful. There is really no excuse for this standard of performance. Yes, I know that this is amateur dramatics, but did the Audley Players have to be quite so amateur? Theatregoers, I strongly recommend that you avoid this performance.